This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How you doing, America? Welcome to the show. My name's Kate Delaney. May 4th is a big day if you're a Star Wars fan. It's the annual celebration for fans around the world to unite and share their love of all things Star Wars. And you know what? I think it's a good thing. Anything that can take us away from some of the twisted, sick things that we have been dealing with, shootings just are off the charts, off the rails, where you have mass shootings, and you had another one today in Atlanta that I'm going to tell you about. Thank goodness they cornered the guy, caught him, all of that. Doesn't help for the victims and the victim's family and friends, but at least that person was nailed. And then, of course, the Federal Reserve meeting. Are you shocked? Yet again, another increase, 10th straight increase, another quarter of a point, and maybe a pause next month. That's what the Fed Chair Jerome Powell said at a news conference, saying that things have improved, but conditions in the sector, while improved since early March, and the U.S. banking system is sound and resilient, he says we'll continue to monitor conditions in the sector. We're committed to learning the right lessons from this episode. It's called We're Getting Squeezed. That's what this episode is called. But you have to do something when there's been nothing but free dollars flowing, then this is where you get that whole inflation. And of course, the dreaded recession is something we really don't want to see. Last week, I had the pleasure of listening to someone from the S&P because I think this man is brilliant. And I was listening to him talk about what he thought his predictions were for a recession, and he thinks the recession will be light, but it'll happen, and it'll happen in the third quarter. So all of this is coming to a head. What does it mean for you and me? That's what we care about. How all the gobbledygook, what does it mean when you boil it down? It means that if you are in the market for getting a new home, yikes, the timing could be really awful, and you might want to rethink that. Also borrowing money, thinking of a new car, that kind of thing, that's where it gets tougher because you're going to pay more for it. Who wants to pay more, especially if the average home equity loan rate is about 7.94 as of April 26th. Boy, that's well above what we were at last year. And then there are rates that are even higher than that. Home equity lines of credit, getting the home loan tougher because of the banks, because nobody wants, you know, everybody's hedging against adverse events like a run on deposits, so fewer risks. And refinancing, buying a home, got to lock in that lowest fixed rate. Everybody knows that, right? Same thing with the big ticket item like a car. You get stuck in that situation, and you think about the paying off, the balance, and what does that mean? And also, if you have credit cards, what does that mean? What kind of a hit are you taking there? I mean, that's really the biggest thing to watch out for. And, of course, people who work in the industry. And because you time all of that with the possible recession, but certainly what we're seeing with inflation, and we've seen lots and lots of layoffs, even though the job rates are higher, you still are seeing in some sectors many, many layoffs, and you're seeing companies that go down. The latest is Tuesday morning. Bed Bath & Beyond goes down, and some of that is bad bets on what they did with money and what they were looking at with bonds, etc. But this is where we are right now. We're walking that tightrope, and it's just a reminder, 10 straight times, we are on a tightrope. Sad when I heard about what was going on in Atlanta, because it was during the day where you had a woman who was shot, well, a woman was shot and killed at Northside Medical Midtown, 38 years old. She worked for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Of course, they released a statement that they were saddened, a colleague, a friend, a valued member, and everybody's grieving the tragic loss. And when that happened, and there were three others that were shot, four women altogether, they, of course, closed down Thursday, all appointments, all that stuff, and in and around there, the area was shut down. So right away, all the local law enforcement types, all the agencies collaborated, boom, they were in there, and they apprehended the suspected gunman, and the mass shooting cornered him in a condo. And that's the upside of this. This is somebody who didn't get out, didn't get shot, any of that. So he's been identified as Deion Patterson, 24 years old. What do we know about him? A former Coast Guardsman. He was discharged from active duty in January, but had no criminal record that we can tell. It's kind of minimal contact with the police department before the shooting. So, like I said, he was captured inside a gated condominium complex on Wednesday night, about 11 miles north of the shooting area. So what happened was, because everybody was on high alert, well, people knew, oh, he's running, oh, he stole a truck, he's taken off, and people were, a pickup truck, and people were paying attention to this. It was all over the place. It was being blasted all over Atlanta. So a woman who lived at this condo could hear these dogs barking, and it made her concerned that he might be hiding, because it just seemed so loud, so out of character in the pool area. And she informed a police officer who was there and was going to respond to the noisy, there's a noise, we've got a noise here. She called up and said, it doesn't seem normal to me. And sure enough, it was him. And when he tried to get away, all of a sudden you had so many police cars that were just flying down in the area and said, get on the grass, get your hands up. And so they were able to apprehend him. So that's the good news, that they were able to get him. But very, very sad to see this happening, that someone who just goes to work, doing their job, and they're at the wrong place, not thinking it's the wrong place. It goes to what I always say, going to church, going to school, going to work, going to the park, things that we shouldn't be looking over our shoulders for, and certainly the people there were not looking over their shoulders. All right, you want some good news? I know we got a lot of rockers out there. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their 2023 class of inductees. In the performer category, the group includes Kate Bush, Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, George Michael, Willie Nelson, who just turned 90, Rage Against the Machine, and the Spinners. There are others like DJ Kool and Link Ray, who will get the Musical Influence Awards. Chaka Khan, Al Cooper, and Bernie Taupin have been selected to receive the Musical Excellence Award. It's become such a big deal. And it's very cool to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is in Cleveland. I think I've talked about this before, that one time I was there for a speech, and I went through, and I think there was only three other people in the whole place. I had the whole place to myself. It was awesome. All right, hang with us. I'll meet you for more odds and ends on the flip side.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
You know, I know we've all shared that feeling of being lonely. We did everything in our power to try to lose that particular situation. As I could remember hanging in the bar, always reminding the bartender that last call for alcohol.
I like that. Hey, everybody, how are ya? I mentioned in passing, May 4th is a big deal, Star Wars Day. Somebody said to me, how did all of that start, and how do you mark Star Wars Day if you're a Star Wars fan? I don't know, you know what you do? You pick your favorite character and you watch. That's what you do. It's about the nostalgia. The 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi, that comes later this month. You got shows on Disney Plus like Andor and The Mandalorian, my favorite. So there's all kinds of ways that you can do it. Are you a Baby Yoda fan? I am. Boba Fett? How about Maz? Yeah, I mean, I could go on and on. It's so funny because I was not a Star Wars fan until I was so harassed by my hubs and my nephew about it. They forced me into watching all the Star Wars movies in a row, and it became our thing one summer, and so I did get hooked into the story. I think I could concentrate and focus on it a little bit more, right? Because I was young, just like many of you, when it came out, and I just wasn't paying attention to it. And you know, it's funny, for as much as I really have both feet in the man's world, like with the man cave and everything else, it was the one thing that I just didn't get into. I can remember back in my dating life. And maybe some of you can relate to this, where you're comparing, oh, you like this and you like that. Remember a guy that I dated said, you'd be the perfect woman if you only knew how to change a tire and you like Star Wars.
So I know how to change a tire now, and I like Star Wars, so things have definitely changed in my world. Odds and ends, besides May 4th being that oddball thing that just unites people who like things Star Wars, there's been a lot of conversation about, and there always is, I say on this show, there's so much conversation about the weather. It is absolutely a thing that unites us, right? You get on an elevator and it's steaming hot or it's freezing cold, people talk about the weather. It's a natural thing to do. So hurricane season is being talked about a lot. And it's expected, and I've looked this up and talked to people about it, too. It's expected June 1st to November 30th. And this time around, it's expected to be a tough hurricane season. Maybe not as dramatic, though. Maybe not as dramatic as it was last year. And when I say dramatic, where you had Hurricane Ian that just completely annihilated so many people in property and all of that. It's still not back up, built up. Siesta Key and Fort Myers and some of the areas that were just walloped by it. Huge what happened. And of course, you want to talk about rates going up, insurance went up, all kinds of things went up in Florida because of that. But this time around, the prediction is that it's going to be a really rough hurricane season in one sense, but not quite with the impact that we saw. And how do you make a prediction like that? With the impact that we saw over this last past hurricane season in 2022. One can only hope. Because while that's going on, and it hasn't started yet officially, the Mississippi River flooding has swamped streets and homes. And so people there are saying, is this over? Please tell me that this disaster is over. The river was peaking at a place called Dam 17, which is just north of New Boston, Illinois. And they're looking at different areas where it's cresting because major flooding remains along the river in many areas. So people are being told, of course, don't go into the floodwaters. And why is that? Because you have hidden debris that the flood picks up along the way. It can trap you in the water with strong currents, can cause serious injury. And you see, I was looking at an aerial view of a couple of spots in Illinois and how bad it was over the weekend. And this record-setting snow that fell in Minnesota and northern Wisconsin over the winter doesn't help things either, right? So in the Midwest, you see the snow that melts quickly, and that's what drove the river rises in Mississippi and the tributaries. So all of that, the above normal rainfall in April, that hits it too, as well. And then it crests and it's over. So it's a dramatic turn of events because the river reached the shallowest levels in October. So last October, shallowest levels in 10 years. Now you got sandbags, just stacked so high along the river. You have water just pouring into homes and streets in Wisconsin, in La Crosse, for example, Fountain City. And some people have actually even sent me video of it. And the Iowa's governor, Kim Reynolds, had to declare an emergency for counties along the Mississippi so they could coordinate all their responses and do whatever they could for relief. I know there are people listening to us in some of these areas, so they have some improved flood walls and other measures to help. So they thought, like Davenport, Iowa, they increased some of the flood walls there, and that helped. The river's recent crest at Davenport was 21.4 feet high. Whew. That is high, right? So it's putting everyone to the test. And you see those shots and you really realize, wow, this is the impact. I mean, this is what we're seeing. You know, so south along the Mississippi, other areas of the watershed didn't have record snow, so the tributaries along the river aren't contributing a lot of extra water. the impact of the water coming down the Mississippi really gets lessened by the time it actually hits St. Louis. So there it's not the same thing. The where you might see where the flood would, this flood stage would be, that's the difference. And I'll tell you one of the craziest pictures of all that I saw, and I'm sure you could look this up wherever you, whatever your search engine of choice is, but I saw a train that there's someone had a picture of this, and then I even saw some video of this train going around the Bellevue, Iowa area, and it had crested there over the weekend. And the train, it was like, it was so crazy. It was, because of the way the tracks were, it was like the train was going just boom across the water. It was like it was a boat. To see, it could get through, but it was pretty high. So you see this train going, you're like, wow, that really shows you the impact. And then, of course, you always have people in kayaks where you can see the tops of trees, and you can see that just right above them is the lights of the streets, because the streets are all covered in water. So once we saw that snow, especially in some of those areas in the north, we knew it was going to hit people in along the Mississippi River in some areas. And luckily, some of that is starting to back off, right? And it's so strange, because as that is happening, you have these bizarre weather systems where we're talking about a massive winter storm across the west, which when you look at that, the tornadoes, the possibilities of what is the aftermath of that. And it has been a rough, I think, couple of months for anything related to the wind and tornadoes. I mean, really, 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 really rough. And it's scary, because you don't get those warnings. Sometimes you don't know that that's happening, that it's bearing down on you, and it's in the middle of, you know, it's in the middle of the night, the worst time of all for that to occur. All right, it could be the worst time of all for people who are worried about things that they watch on the tube. The Writers Guild of America strike underway. It happened just the other day. It doesn't look like there's any end in sight. I saw a sign from one of the picketers. What we're asking for is a drop in the bucket. Will they get that money that they want? $11,000 on strike. Woo! Stay with us. A couple of great authors coming up next.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Senate Republicans condemning pro-Palestinian protests at universities nationwide. Senator Tom Cotton accused university leaders and President Biden of neglecting the issue, referring to the protests as hate-filled little Gazas on campuses.
These criminals are chanting eliminationist slogans like, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and globalize the intifada.
He suggested that the Department of Education withhold federal funding from colleges that fail to protect the civil rights of Jewish students. An active shooter situation outside a Wisconsin middle school has ended after the threat was neutralized. The information comes from the Mount Horeb area school district west of Madison. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
But that's the whole tragic point, my friends.
What would I do if I could suddenly feel and to know once again real? I could cry, I could smile, I might lay back for a while. Tell me what would I do if I could feel?
Esther Morgan joins us now. Her book is called Surviving Drug Abuse, Seek Help or Die Trying. It is a very gripping account of real-life stories of how drug abuse affects one family. Esther, thanks for coming on. And, boy, your family really has suffered the blows of drug abuse. Tell the listeners about what's happened with your family. I guess your daughter, very, very sad. As much as you tried to work with her, she overdosed. How many times did you tell me before finally it was too much?
She overdosed 19 times, and almost every time that she overdosed, she would let me know. She was having problems at that time, with seizures. She'd fall and injure herself. But the overdosing was shocking, that she was able to be revived 19 times. But number 20 was the time that took her life.
Wow.
She was out of her midst.
Yeah, so sad. So sorry for that. But the thing is that you share, you're very honest and open. You share about what this is like and how you struggle. And how you struggled. You have to find sanity in this, and you try to help the children. And you dealt with financial losses. You dealt with the overdoses. You dealt with all kinds of things. How did you get through what you had to navigate?
The main thing that helped me was a strong belief in God and a faith that he would be through, you know, with us through the whole thing. And no matter what happened, I would go to him and I would talk with family. The best thing you can do when you're going through this is to have a family around you and very close friends. You don't have to share it with everyone, but it is good support, especially if they understand, or even if they don't understand, they accept you and the problem that you have.
Yeah. And it wasn't so people understand, like I said, you're so honest and open. I think this can help so many people about the dysfunction, the structure, the things that you have to deal with. It really is a roller coaster. You also have a son who went through something horrific, too, and ended up in prison, right?
Yes, he did, due to his strong desire to take drugs. And at the time, he was on cocaine. He was taking $1,000 worth of cocaine a day. I don't know how that's possible, but I don't really know about the pricing of the drugs. So I believed what he told me, and this ended up in him having to sell drugs and become a dealer and producing drugs. So he was put in jail because it was his first offense he was put in prison. He had been in jail for possession, but this was the first large charge that he had. It wasn't just cocaine he was selling. And he was going into the city every night to sell, and he was eventually caught. And fortunately, the judge was lenient because it was his first time. He only had 3 years to serve.
Wow.
So, and he got out 6 months early, and the last 6 months of the term he spent in work release, which was very positive for him.
Yeah. And now he's not doing drugs, right? He's having problems with liquor, right?
Yes. Well, he had to give up the liquor. The doctors told him he would die if he continued to use liquor because his pancreas was shot. It was, you know, it was not functioning. And he has to take medicine, enzymes, in order to be able to, for the organ to function properly. So, but it's still a strong desire, and he does occasionally slip and have a little bit of wine. He tries to limit it, but at least it satisfies his desire.
Yeah. And you had a third child. Tell us about your third child.
Well, he was my first, yes. My third child is a son. He went through a lot of bad experiences as well with drugs and alcohol. He told me that he started when he was 10 because it was available in our home. Mm-hmm. We did not at the time lock up our alcohol, and I know that was a mistake now, but it was too late. I just never even imagined that my 10-year-old would be drinking alcohol. And then it went on to drugs. He was depressed for various reasons, and the alcohol and the drugs, it was like self-administering medicine to himself by taking the drugs, the illegal drugs and the alcohol.
Yeah. So you talked about how you got through it, your faith and telling people, which would have to be really hard, that were close to you. And when you're going through that, what do you tell yourself that you're a good mother, you're trying to keep this together, but this is something that people cannot imagine how it gets a hold of your kids, whether it's drugs or alcohol or the circle they're in or whatever?
Yes, it was quite an experience. I just did one day at a time, and my faith was what got me through it, and my friends and family. Because otherwise, if you try and do this on your own, you're going to fail. I became depressed. I happened to be going through a difficult divorce at the same time that my kids were starting, all three of them at the same time, giving drugs to each other. And it was just overwhelming. It just overtakes your whole life and your home. There is no peace. And that's what I think bothered me more than anything. By the time my older two were on their own and my youngest was still in the home using drugs, leaving in the middle of the night to go get drugs, sell drugs, whatever he wanted to do, he was doing. And he'd leave my door unlocked, and that was very upsetting for me, being a single parent. I did not. And if I gave him a key, he would lose it, and that scared me just as much. So I just had to live with it, wake up every night and check the doors. And that was a very difficult period. And I knew that he was out of control. When he wasn't completing school, he was failing in his freshman year. He was doing ridiculous things in the home. He was attacking me, not so much physically, but there was a lot of touch. There was a lot of him getting in my space and talking to me in a very rude and, you know, horrific manner. No respect. And I was told he'd lost respect for me and that I needed to, you know, step back and try and gain his respect. But he was too far gone. He didn't even respect himself, and he didn't care about his life. Mm. He actually told me one night, he came and knocked on my door, and I opened it, and he said to me, "Mom, we're both depressed, so if you get me a gun, I'll kill you, and then I'll kill myself." And that scared me. So I finally talked my ex-husband into trying to get some help for him. Because he wasn't paying any attention to what we were doing. We tried everything.
Wow. So when people read this book, they'll read a lot of what we're talking about, and it's, again, Surviving Drug Abuse, Seek Help or Die Trying. What do you hope people take away from reading your words and your honesty about what's happened in your life?
I hope that they will seek help themselves, because there's just no way you can get through this on your own. As embarrassing as it is to have to tell people about your kids and what they're going through and what's happening in your home, you still need to seek out people who understand, professional people who are working in the business of recovery. To help not only you, but to help your kids. But if your kids are out of control in the home, you can't do it on your own. It's just not possible.
Yeah, and now you have peace. Now you feel like you have some peace, right?
Yes, I do. There's still things that happen. Like almost 2 years ago, my daughter, you know, overdosed, and she was at the stage in her use of drugs that it was very difficult for her to give it up. At the time she overdosed, it was a week after she'd been in jail for 4 months. She'd been in the drug recovery program while she was in jail, and they were helping her to find a job. But she went back to it, and that was her last occurrence, her last time that she had used.
Yeah, wow. Again, such a roller coaster ride, such honesty in this book. It is well written because of that, and hopefully will help some people out there. Surviving Drug Abuse, Seek Help or Die Trying. Esther Morgan, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is my island in the sun, where my people have sought a life begun. I may sail on many seas, the shore will always be home to me.
Oh, island in the sun.
Hidden So Deep. It's author Stone Spicer joins us here on Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And I love this book. You know why? You know how much I love Hawaii. Then you throw mystery, intrigue, a little bit of crazy in it, and you are going to be hooked too as well. Stone, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kate. Anytime I can talk about Hawaii, it's just, I'm in heaven.
I agree with you, and I think we should tell that story, because you lived in Hawaii, and it's interesting because you went to school in Hawaii. So tell us about that. Tell us about your love for the islands and how that all happened.
Well, I ran away from home literally when I was 17, and I was living in Australia, and of course, Hawaii is very close to Australia in direct line, so that's where I ended up. And one of the things my father asked me to do, he said, well, if you're going to leave, please go to university. So I went to University of Hawaii, and that's 70-some-odd years ago.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because you had a wonderful wife from everything that you've told me in our great off-air conversation, and you met her through the university, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Matter of fact, the very first day of classes, English 101, matter of fact, I walked in and there was this very stunningly beautiful Hawaiian woman sitting there. And 3 years later, she's my wife.
Yeah,
5 years later, we're starting to produce little ones.
I love that story. So you decide to write this book, and you've written other books. What is Hidden So Deep about? Tell us about your main characters and the gist of the story.
Well, the main character is Vian Koa, a young woman, graduated from university. She's a geologist, born and raised on a big island of Hawaii, and she's just got natural curiosity to explore. And she ends up exploring on Mauna Loa, drops down into a lava tube to explore the olivine and the walls of the lava, and her rope breaks, and she lands on a shelf a long ways down in the tube. And that starts the hunt, because her dear friends on Oahu get a call from Vian's father saying that she's lost. All they can find is a truck that's been hotwired. And so the hunt begins. And from there, we kind of morph into a lot of, I try to bring in as many places in the islands that I can that have disappeared, just vaporized under mountains of lava or bulldozers. And I try to recreate these spots so that people unfamiliar with the islands can relive something that's no longer there. They eventually do find her under the rumbling of a earthquake that's slowly drifting her towards the edge of a fall-off within this cave. So, yeah, it ends well. I don't like sad endings. I never write a story that has a sad end. I don't know how to do that. I don't enjoy sad endings. So all of my novels have an upbeat to it, an uplift.
Yeah, and this one, I love the title, Hidden So Deep, because that makes sense because of what you're talking about, the lava tube, what happens to her. She all of a sudden feels like this earthquake roll across the big island, and it pushes her to the brink of maybe death. And so there really is, in this book, there is this kind of thriller mystery, and I said intrigue at the beginning, and I would say the same thing, after going through this journey with her. What do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
Just a good feeling, Kate. That's predominantly why I guess I don't like happy, I don't like sad endings. I like happy endings. If a reader reads through this book and puts it down, says, yeah, that was a good story. I like that. But they get a little quirk of mystery and intrigue and a little heartbeat running while they're trying to search and find the woman. So when they put the book down, I want them to feel good and feel that they was worth reading and learn a little bit about the islands, like you say, about places that are gone that they will never see, that I know so well, that I knew were there, was there. So, and that's the case in this book. There's a couple places, a Queen's Bath that was up on Kilauea that's gone now, Halanui, which is a warm pond that just recently got overflowed with lava and disappeared forever. So there's a lot of just absolutely stunning places that used to be that are no longer. Visitors to the island now will never see them.
Yeah, so, what lava gives, it takes away, too. And you see the show, but then there are the other things that happen when to obviously some of these sites that you're talking about. What's next as far as writing more novels for you?
Well, I'm taking a different twist, Kate. There was an incident when I was a young kid living in Australia. I try to write stories that start with something that I know, some happening in my life. And there was a small incident in Melbourne, Australia, before I left home. And I'm creating kind of an intrigue mystery around that as somebody hunts down somebody that offended him. So It's a challenge because I'm trying to create a character that has bad intentions. And I'm having a ball trying to figure out how to do that because that's not how I feel. That's not my emotion. But it's an exercise for me, and I think it's going to be quite an incredible story.
For you,
Find out. Veiled intent. I'm sorry?
That's good. Veiled intent. So for you, you go from English 101 to becoming a novelist. Did you ever think that was going to happen?
No. No, I did not. I became a marketing person. I sold printing. I had the best territory in the world, Kate. I had Waikiki. It was my territory for 30 years. And I roamed the streets of Waikiki every day for 30 years. And it was wonderful. No idea in mind of ever writing a story, but my two buddies, the Three Musketeers, we got into a lot of fun, a lot of mischief, so to speak, as adults. And I started to write these stories down so I'd always remember them. Then I thought, well, I can't do that because then somebody else reads them. They're going to know us. And so it just slowly morphed into being a story unrelated to my friends or what had happened. So that started my career in writing.
And there you go. And now look, all these years later, I want to tell everybody that, of course, they can get your book, Hidden So Deep, Stone Spice. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. You can also go to pageturner.us. They've got a bookstore there, too, that carries it. I'd be remiss not to ask you this, especially since I've had the pleasure of being to many of the islands in Hawaii. What would you say if somebody's going there for the first time, they're listening, they're saving their pennies? Because I know people do that. Like, that's their big dream. You lived their big dream by, like you said, walking the streets. I mean, it was every day for you. But somebody finally gets that chance to go. What would you say is a don't miss this?
You know, as much as I hate to see the change that has happened, Hawaii really is Waikiki as far as a tourist is concerned. And I think anybody going there has to go to the island of Oahu and see what Waikiki is, envision what it might have been once upon a time. But it's a central spot to start there. And then I would suggest heading for the Big Island because it's the most intriguing of all the islands. There's so much there that it's so wide open, untraveled. So, yeah, hit Waikiki first. Get it, see it, understand it, and then find another pleasurable spot to roost down and stay for a while.
All right, you would know. That's great advice. Stone Spencer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. I really appreciate it talking to you.
Delaney, I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.